Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Over the years, I received many shilas regarding the parameters of entering a church. Is it permitted? Is it prohibited? Are there ever circumstances one is able to enter a church? Most of the times, the questions are not regarding pleasure trips or for social reasons, but more than not, they're relating to personal or communal reasons. For example, somebody had asked if they're permitted to attend an AA meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, which took place in a church's gym. Somebody who suffered from a severe mood disorder had asked me whether or not they could see a therapist that was seeing clients in a church. HVAC specialist once asked if he was able to work on a local fire alarm system in a church. Attending a meeting, a communal meeting in a church to put in lighting or other things relating to social services or needs in the community. Voting station in a church, a vaccine clinic in a church, a shul basketball game being held in the local church's gym. These are all a number of the questions that over the years that I have been asked, and I'd like to address them now specifically because it's the second of the Aseres Hadibros, Parshas Yisro, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yielecha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai. It's prohibited to believe in any other God, and then of course to worship any other God is prohibited as well, as the Torah continues to tell us in the Aseres Hadibros, Lo Sasel Chapesel, V'chol Tmuna Asher Bashamayim Mimal, V'asher Ba'aretz Mitachas, V'asher Bamayim Mitachas Arts. So as the Rambam understands, and Rov Rishonim, and almost all Rishonim understand, there is a negative commandment, the Lav in the Torah, the second of the Aseres Hadibros, a prohibition to believe in many gods and a prohibition to worship any other god. So of course, in the Far East and in times when Avodah Zarah really, really existed, the worship of an existent individual idol and the like, that's certainly obviously prohibited. But of course, living here in United States of America and in Western culture for the last 1,000 years, where we're not really seeing worship of Avodah Zarah, but Christianity is the religion in our country, and Christianity is what most of our neighbors are worshiping, believe in. The question, of course, then becomes, what is the status of Christianity? And I'd also like to touch on Islam and a mosque as well. So let's begin from the outset of how to address the halachic status of Christianity. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros Perek Yudalf writes in no uncertain terms, Aval Hanotrim, the Christians Ovdei Avodah Zarahein Ustam Yenam Asur Bahanah. So the Rambam writes not only in his halachas of the Yad HaChazak and Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, he writes this in his Perish HaMishnais as well. Christianity is absolutely Avodah Zarah. There is no questions asked, no question about it. However, the Beis HaBechira, the Me'iri, Rabbeinu Menachem Iri, one of the great Baalei HaTosfos, the Rishonim, understands differently. And he has an opposite approach of the Rambam. And in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Dav Beis Amud Alef, he writes just the opposite. Today he writes, Bizmanim Halalu, writing about 1,000 years ago. The Miri says, Mutter Legamre, there's no problem of engaging in a business partnership with a non-Jew. If you're concerned that they might take a shvua, the Mishnah describes that it would be usher to have a partnership with a non-Jew. But he writes, in the times of the Rishonim, there's no problem at all. And Nazrus Christianity, he writes, is not the Christianity that is being observed here in France and in Eastern Europe. When the Gemara says, Nazri la olam aser, says the Meiri and Mefarshim Milashim, Notzrim Boim Meretz Merchak, those who come from far off places, as the Pasuk says in Yirmia, Shekoro Sam Ha'am, Notzrim Al Shem Nevuchad Netzar. Nazrus writes, the Meiri is coming from the name of the Babylonian king Nevuchad Netzar, who came from afar. And he, Yadua, Shetzalam Hashemesh Haya Bebavel, he was a worshiper of Avodah Zarah, and that is what the Gemara refers to when it says that Nazrus is Aser. However, today, Bayami Mahem Bezmanazed, the Nazrus of Christianity, that is not what we call Avodah Zarah, and therefore there is no Avodah Zarah in the worship of Christianity. Of course, that is not a reference to Jews. Jews are prohibited to believe in Christianity, to worship any form of Christianity, but are in reference to a goy. So that is what the Meir is referring to. There is no isser, there is no problem of believing in Christianity for a goy, and of course for a Jew to do business with a non-Jew who is a Christian, that would not be problematic as well. But the sheet of the Tosfos is the middle ground. The Rambam writes, Christianity is absolutely Avodah Zarah. The Meir writes, it's absolutely not Avodah Zarah. But the sheet of Tosfos in three places in Shas, Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis, Mebeis, Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel, Mebeis, and Bechoros, writes that there is a middle ground. And Tosfos explains that today, and today of course is 1,000 years ago, there really is no worship of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't exist. That's not what we're seeing. And therefore, as a result, writes the Balei HaTosfos, that there is no prohibition of going into a business partnership with a non-Jew, because what Christianity is something unique and different. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not belief in one God, but it's what Tosfos refers to as the Shutfus. And Shutfus in this context means that there's a partnership of God and other gods, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Jesus, etc. And therefore, according to Balei HaTosfos, that's a whole different form of quote-unquote Avodah Zarah. And therefore, because they believe in one God, although they're mishtatef, they connected and partner their belief in God with others as well. Therefore, according to that reason, explains the Balei HaTosfos, there is no isser of engaging in a business relationship with a Christian, with somebody who believes in Christianity, and therefore Tosfos takes the middle ground. Not like the Rambam, who says that Natsos Christianity is a Avodah Zarah, not like the Miru Paskins that Christianity is not a Avodah Zarah at all, but Tosfos explains that there is a middle ground. It's what we refer to as Shutfos. How do we paskin? What's the approach that we take? So the Mechaber and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Ramban or Achaim, Hilchos Masa Umat and Siman Kuf Nun Vav, where the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah talk about going about your day in an appropriate way, the Ramah posits that we paskin like Tosfos, and therefore paskins that you're able and permitted to go into business with a Christian. And he writes, and I quote, V'yesh Mekilim Ba'asiyas Shutfus Makusim Bizman Hazeh, you're able to partner and to have a business relationship with a Christian believer Bazman Hazeh. When you do a business partnership with them and they swear, it's not a problem. Even though they reference their Avodah Zarah, that a Jew is prohibited from there being more Avodah Zarah in the world, and for maybe there'll be a problem of Lifnei Iver, because you're causing the Ovdei Avodah Zarah to swear when you're going to a business partnership with them. Mikol Makom, the Rama, quoting the opinion of Tosfos and Orachaim Siman Kuf Nun Vav, Kavanosam Laosei Shemayim Va'aretz, their intention is for God. Ela Shemishtatvim Shem Shemayim V'Davracha, they partner their belief in God with others. Things as well, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Jesus, etc. V'lo matzinu shiyesh bazeh mishum lifnei iver lo sitei michshol dehareinam muzhar malashituf. A non-Jew, a Christian, is not prohibited in belief in the shituf, in a partnership, and therefore be permitted, says the Balei HaTosfos, you could be makel based upon this reason to partner and to go into a business relationship with a non-Jew, because Christianity does not have the status of Avodah Zarah. However, the Noda Bihuda in his Tshuvos, Tinyana Yoredeya Simin Kuf Mem Ches, quoted by the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Mem Zayim, famously re-understands the opinion of Tosfos and the Ramah, and says the Noda Bihuda that the Ramah and the Tosfos never meant that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. It absolutely is Avodah Zarah. And Tosfos understands, like the Rambam, that Christianity is absolutely Avodah Zarah, no different than any Avodah Zarah that was worshipped in the biblical times or in the Far East today. Christianity is absolutely 100% positively Avodah Zarah. But when the Tosfos say that there's shutfus, that there's partnership that Christianity believes in, that permits a Jew to go into business and to a partnership with a non-Jew, and there's no problem of creating a swear that the non-Jew takes in the name of his Christianity. That's not a problem. However, the Noda Bihuda understands that yes, fundamentally, categorically, Christianity is Avodah Zarah. It's just the heter and the kula of the Balei HaTosfos, as codified by the Ramah in Orachaim Siman Kuf Nun Vav, simply is a license to allow a Jew to have a business partnership with a Christian. But yes, it is Avodah Zarah. Thus, what emerges is you have the opinion of the Meiri that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, the opinion of the Rambam that it is Avodah Zarah, and a machlok is how to understand the opinion of Tosfos. Most understand the opinion of Tosfos that it is not is Avodah Zarah, Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, but the Noda Bihuda, and he quotes that this is the tshuva of the Mild Stuck as well. Others, including the Shai Ephraim and Gedolei Achronim, posit like the Noda Bihuda, as noted in the Pischei Tshuva. Nonetheless, we do see halacha l'maisa, there is no problem by Yamim Mahem Bezman Hazeh doing a partnership with a very strong Christian and a believer, somebody who believes in God, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and understands Jesus to be a somewhat of a God, that is not a problem. There is no issue. But the bigger issue and the question that I would like to address is not necessarily doing business with a Christian, but entering a church. What's the status of a church, and where do we go with a church today, and certainly in terms of addressing and answering the questions that we raised in the beginning of this year. So if you take a look at the Darkei Tshuva, Darkei Tshuva is the Munkacher Rav, in his commentary to Yoredeya, Siman Kuf Nun writes, explicitly quoting the Tshuvas of the Chaim Biyad, Even though today we don't have idol worshippers, just like the Rishonim noted, and just like the Balei Tosfos understood, there is nobody doing actual idol worship with an idol. K'moshe Kasava Poskim, Linyan Kamadvar. That's all true when it comes to the person that you're dealing with, that there are no halachic idol worshippers. However, says the Dakei Tshuva, quoting the Tshuvas Chaim Biyad, Beis Tiflusam, their churches, their places of worship, Mokom Shemekatrim Vaosim Avodosam, the places where they serve their gods, quote unquote. In reference or in memorial and commemoration like their ancestors did, those places, the church certainly has the halachic qualification and category of a halachic house of idol worship, and therefore it's a place of Avodah Zarah, and it's usher to enter such a place, regardless if you call it a base of Avodah Zarah halachically or not. Says the Munkacher of Darkei Tshuva Siman Kuf Nun, I'll call upon him Srach Tumma Misitra Acherhu. It's not a place to be. And therefore, he writes that regarding a situation that existed where certain Jews entered a church, L'chvod Hasrara, Bivadai Asu Shalo Kitar, there were Jews who entered there for a particular reason. They did inappropriately and wrong. V'avru al Dasi Hudas Bezevet Srichim Tvilo Malkos Vitliten Kol Malbushem Shnichru Sabem Laniyem Merudim. Says that Darkei Tshuva, Jew who ever entered a Beis Avodah Zarah, a church, they require tvila, mikvah, malkos, lashes, and to give all of the clothing that they entered into the church with to paupers, ki heichi de tehevenu kapara, in order that they receive kapara. But it's not just the Darkei Tshuva quoting the Tshuvas of Chaim Biyad, but Rishonim posit like this as well, and most famously the Rambam. The Rambam in his Perish HaMishnayos to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph writes on the Mishnah that tells us that you're prohibited to enter a city where there's Avodah Zarah in it. Asks the Rambam, how could it be if that's the case that we live in such cities today? If it's Asur Lodurba, if it's prohibited to live in such a city, how could it be that we are living in cities today? We're surrounded by churches in this country. And he writes, Hashem Masarni Biyadem, what can we do? We've been placed into the hands of the Christians. Achinodu Barein Bal Korchenu, we're forced to live here. This is our circumstance. This is our status. L'kayim Yudu Harav, Evadet Hashem Elohim, Acheri Masi De'adam Eitz Ve'evin. This is a foreshadowing. The Torah already told us that that's what's going to be. And we're stuck in the Golos. V'imzehu Din Ha'ir, if it's true regarding a city that we're stuck, we have no choice, we have no bereira. We're forced to live in cities that there are churches. However, he writes very strongly and powerfully, the Rambam, Kal v'chomer l'din beis avodah zarah atzmo, shekimat asur l'habit bo v'chol shekein l'karev elov, v'chol shekein l'hikanes elov. Says the Rambam, although we're stuck, we have no choice, we're forced to live in cities where there are churches. However, when it comes to a church properly, it's no question, you can't look at it, you can't see it, you can't come close to it. You can't even enter such a place. So the Rambam writes unequivocally and in no uncertain terms that it's prohibited to enter a church today, contemporarily. This position of the Rambam in his Perish Mishnayos to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, is quoted by the Shach in his commentary to Yoredeya Suf Simin Kuf Mem Tes verbatim, Mila b'mila. The Shach quotes the Rambam, and here is the basis for the prohibition of entering a church. So it's a Rambam, it's a Shach, and of course, as we noted earlier, the Gedolei Achronim, including the position of the Nodeh Bihudah and others, is to prohibit such behavior as noted by the Darkei Tshuva. And really, in contemporary poskim, you see almost carte blanche, a very, very similar approach, both from the Sfaradi poskim as well as from the Ashkenazi poskim. Rav Adya Yosef in Yechav Adas explicitly writes, Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Hey, it's prohibited to enter a church to look, to view. People go on vacation and they want to tour, they want to see famous sites and cities in Europe and around the world. Churches, some of them are obviously quite significant, big, tall, picturesque, and one may want to see them on a tour and a visit. You're visiting another country. Says Rav Avadya, it's usur, and you have to make sure that tour guides know that, understand that. It's prohibited to enter a church to visit, to see, and to tour. Not only there, but Rav Avadya writes in Yabia Omer, Yoredeya Chelek Beis Simen Yud Aleph, that he himself was forced with a very difficult circumstance when he was rabbi in Egypt. The chief rabbi of Israel indicated that there was a council member who had died in Egypt, a Egyptian politician, and therefore be very important and critical and crucial for Bavadia as the rabbi in Egypt to go to the funeral in a church. And Rav Avadya addresses the question from top to bottom, including all of the Rishonim and Acharonim that we had noted. And he writes very clearly, it's usur to enter a church, even l'shem politics, and even for darkei shalom, for any of these reasons. And he writes that it's specifically usur for a rabbinic figure like him to do so. It'd be a terrible chilul Hashem. And in his personal notes, which are quoted in the bottom of the updated, newly reprinted Tshuvos of Rav Avadya Yosef in Yabi Omer, he writes, whatever will happen to me, I will not enter a church, even if I'm fired. I will never, ever, etsoever enter a church. And therefore, Rav Avadya writes, he didn't do that, Baruch Hashem. He writes, he was saved. There was no problem. There was no issue. But clearly, Rav Avadya writes, both for personal, social reasons, as well as for professional reasons, it's absolutely prohibited to enter a church. And there he writes as well, in a situation where there was a professional contractor who was asked to do work on a building that was a church, it would be usur for such a person to do so, and therefore it would not be the right thing to do. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Yoredeya, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kof Chof Tes, like Rav Avadya posits as well, that a church is a makom usur lihikanes lesocho, it's wrong, it's inappropriate, based upon the Rambam, based upon the Shach, based upon the Darkei Tshuva, as we have noted, it is not a place for a Jew to enter for any reason, not to tour, not for business, not for pleasure, not for social, not for economic reasons, it's not a place for a Jew to be, and as well as Rav Avadya, as well as Rav Moshe, the Tzitz Eliezer, Blazer Waldenberg, and his Tshuvas, in Chelek Yudalin, Simon Tzari Aleph writes the same thing as well. What about not entering the actual church? How about a chatzer, a parking lot, a side room in the building, a social hall and the like? Those are where most of the questions indeed come up, because we understand that to enter the base tiflus, to enter the base of Avodah Zarah, that's inappropriate, that's wrong, and that's usur, as we noted from the Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim who we have quoted. But what about a side room, a side entrance, a parking lot, like we said, a gym, social hall? What about those areas? So Moshe Feinstein writes in Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet Simen Mem, regarding a gym, playing sports in a gym, children, or renting out space for classrooms to use for a yeshiva or a school that doesn't have space to use a gym, he writes, will be absolutely prohibited, Isser Gamor. And we need to teach our children, he says, that this is not a place to be, and therefore Moshe writes unequivocally that it's not a place to be. Similarly, the Tzitz Eliezer, Blazer Waldenberg, and his Tshuvas, as we noted in Chelek Yudalef, Simon Tzadi Aleph, writes to enter a parking lot or an outside space of a church to see a beautiful view would be usser as well. What's the basis of this isser? So they both quote from the Ramah. The Ramah in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Memtes, has two deyas when it comes to entering a chatzer. A chatzer literally is the outside space, the lot of the church, not entering oso makom. And the Ramah has two deyas. The first deya is yesh lehakil, based upon Gedolei Rishonim, that entering a chatzer is not a problem unless there's some form of avodah zarah taking place in the chatzer. However, the Ramah then cites a second opinion, yesh omrim da'asur, that it's prohibited to enter even a chatzer. And the Tzitz Eliezer, along with Rav Moshe Feinstein, posit that the Ramah is paskening l'chumra, and ideally one should not enter a side room, not into a social hall, not a parking lot, and not a gym. And the Ramah concludes that it's a midas chasidus, it's an appropriate thing to do, lehisracheg milelech bo im yesh lo derech acheres katzer kamo. There's another way to go, not even to take a shortcut through a church. Certainly not during times of services. If it's not during times of services, that's a separate question. But they posit, Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer, that even entering a chatzer, a side space, a side room, a side entrance, a social hall, the gym, a parking lot, all will be usher because the Ramah paskins l'chumra based upon the Rishonim and the Shiloh. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach in two tshuvas indicates that there is potentially makom to enter a side room, a social hall, a gym, if the circumstances so required. In tshuvas van Hagos, Chelek Beis, Simen Tuf Yud, regarding entering a side room for a voting station, which occurs quite often in this country. Rav Moshe Sternbach was serving as Rav in South Africa. He was asked this question. Rav Sternbach as well in Tshuvas Van Hagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tuf Samach Gimel, was also asked in South Africa about entering a parking lot for some sort of church yard sale or sales of certain items. So again, Rav Moshe Sturmbach, like the Tzitz Elias and like Rav Moshe Feinstein, refers to the two opinions in the Ramah. He says, lechatchil, a person should find another way. Lechatchil, he shouldn't go. If there's a way to enter a ballot for a voting station in a separate way, that's the best thing to do, to enter a social hall, to a gym, a side room. The best thing to do, lechatchil, is not to do so. However, in circumstances where there is no other way, and you're entering a side room, or you're entering through a different door, and it's clear that you're entering for that purpose to go to the gym to vote or to do so for another reason, he raises the possibility that it should be permitted if everybody understands why you are going there. So certainly when it comes to a chatzer, parking lot, side room, social hall, gym and the like, there is a greater makom lahakel based upon the Rishonim that the Ramah quotes, even though the Ramah clearly is positing lachumra, and it's a midas chasidus never to go, to look, to see, or to come close. When circumstances do arise, there could potentially be a makom lahakel. Therefore, back to the original questions that were raised regarding entering for an AA meeting, or going for to visit a therapist, to going for a shul basketball game, to vote, or for a vaccine clinic. In all these circumstances, my position is, if it's possible to stay away, that is what should be done. Lechatchila, it's not a place for a Jew. We don't enter, frequent, visit, not for social reasons, not for communal reasons, not for any situation. It's not a place where a Jew belongs. I was once invited by a local priest to a meeting, and I simply explained to him I would prefer that if he would visit and we could sit and speak in the shul. He was very happy to oblige, and that's what we did. And therefore, I think if there are ways not to enter a church, and of course, we're not referring to the actual base tiflus, to the place, to the base of Avodah Zarah, because that we see is clearly Asar, as noted by the Rambam, the Shach, and the Darkei Tshuva, and others, whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah, is not Avodah Zarah, we don't belong there, as the Darkei Tshuva writes. However, even when it comes to a side room, if it's feasible, if it's possible, one should make absolutely every effort not even to enter for a gym, for a social hall, a side room, and a parking lot, and to stay far away. We have to recognize who we are, what we're about, the differences, of course, between our belief of the first Dibra in Parshas Yisro, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisich Meretz Mitzrayim B'Beis Avadim. We believe in one God and only one God. And whether or not shutfus of connecting your belief in God with others, as Christianity does, that's a question for them. Whether or not that's an Isser of Avodah Zarah for a non-Jew. But of course, for us, it's Asser. So why enter and shouldn't enter? And that would be the appropriate thing to do. But let's just conclude understanding what exactly the status of a mosque is now that we understand more about Christianity. So of course, Islam does believe in one God and monotheism. And Rabbi Avadya Yosef writes that their belief in Muhammad is not a belief in a God per se. Muhammad is a prophet. And prophet, there's no problem. They don't worship a prophet. And therefore, Rabbi Avadya writes in Yabi Omer, Chelik Zayin, Simen Yud, there would not be a problem with a Jew entering into a mosque and even davening in a mosque. He writes, would not be usher. He even indicates that that's what happens at Maras Machpelah in certain spaces and places. The Arabs pray and daven there. How could we enter some of those rooms? But, says Rabbi Avadya, Christianity and Islam are fundamentally and categorically different. Christianity is a belief in the Shituf, God, Son, the Holy Son, Jesus, those are things that are absolutely usher. And we don't believe in that, and we can't believe in that. And there's an Isser, Lav. But Islam is not that. And therefore, Rabbi Avadya writes, there would not be a problem entering a mosque. Of course, that's not a place where we hang out, and it's not a place where a Jew should be. But if there is a necessity for a funeral, for a meeting, and these things do come up, there would not be a problem according to Rabbi Avadya. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar Waldenberg, in the Tshuva that we quoted, Chelik Yudala Simon Tzarialf, writes that it's Asser. He writes that, who knows what they are exactly believe and who exactly they're worshiping and praying to. It's true Muhammad is a prophet, but maybe they bow, they pray to him as well. So therefore, it wouldn't be appropriate, and therefore, just like we stay away from a church, says the Tzitz Eliezer, we also stay away from a mosque, and thus we have a machlokas Rabbi Avadya Yosef, the Tzitz Eliezer, Zichron L'Vracha, and their Tshuvas Yabi Omer and Tzitz Eliezer, whether or not Islam and whether or not entering a mosque is similar to entering a church or not, and that is the basis of their machlokas. So therefore, to conclude, we have to understand who we are, what we are about, what we believe, who we believe in, and understanding Anochi Hashem Lokecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our God. We believe in only one Hashem. We have to inculcate this, understand this, raise our emuna ubitachun b'Hashem, our love for Hashem, our fear of Hashem. One God, only one God, as Avraham Avinu taught us, brought monotheism to the world, and as we continue to believe and to teach, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, wishing everybody a wonderful day.